Dodgers and Yankees getting ready to wrap up this three-game series. And Rick Monday, it's been a fun first two games. A lot of drama.
Been a lot of drama. It's been full houses, sold-out stadiums, and it's going to be that way again this afternoon. Really the way it should be, David, when you talk about two premier teams in baseball. And if you look at the Dodgers, the best record in baseball, and then you look at what the New York Yankees have done, I think always you get the Dodgers and Yankees together. Yes, there have been some World Series against one another. But it's one of those things that you look at it, and then the marquee value of today, not just the headlines of the two teams. You look at Clayton Kershaw going against a young man who's having a heck of a season, Domingo Herman, who comes on. He leads Major League Baseball with 16 victories. And the Dodgers are going to have to make adjustment today with the changeup, because Herman throws that changeup very, very well. And he's going to try and keep hitters off balance. Same thing that C.C. Sabathia did early in the game last night.
I talked to a few players today. Speaking of the changeup, a lot of the Dodger teammates felt like Tony Gonsolin's key to success was his changeup as well.
Yeah, Gonsolin. I thought Dave Roberts and Rick Cunningham worked it beautifully. I know there was some that were saying, wait a minute, why are you taking him out after five innings? He's got the lead. On the flip side of the coin, there were a couple balls that were hit hard in the fifth inning. You take the rookie out of the game. He has a real good feeling about it. It's a feel-good situation. He winds up getting the victory rather than leave him out there. And if they're hitting the ball hard in the fifth inning, what would have happened in the sixth? So it's a positive result for a young man against, again, a marquee team.
Rick, it's hard to ignore what we saw in the ninth inning from Kenley Jansen. We have not seen it consistently all season long.
No, and I know that you talked to Dave Roberts, and Dave had a very interesting comment when we look about a little earlier, and he was talking about yesterday, and I think you may have even asked the question pertaining to Kenley Jansen. What he came back and basically said was that he liked the intensity that he saw, and he needs it to bring out every day that same intensity that we saw in that ball game. And Jansen pitched out of a tough spot, but he also allowed a tough spot because he was late to the dance and covering first base on a ball that was hit down to the first baseman. It was a weird play also that took place at second base on the same play on the fielder's choice. The runner initially, Brett Gardner, was called out on the appeal. It was obvious that he was safe. He did beat the throw. But it was interesting, too, is that he did reach out with his hand and tried to at least touch and hit Max Muncy, who was coming across the bag. Now, if I'm reading the rule book correctly on the new rule, it's supposed to be interference on a runner, and you're supposed to go directly in the bag and not touch the runner at all.
Right, and I guess they determined that he was just trying to brace himself and brace Muncy, and Muncy even admitted after the game there was a little acting going on.
Nothing wrong with acting. That's what happened. You know, I think that play is kind of indicative of how difficult it is to umpire a game, because it happens so fast. They get one look at it, and what do we do? We start to look at replay, and we look at five or six different angles. They have one shot. It happens in real time. You never know what's going to happen, because when we're looking at the replay, we know what took place. They're just small things that we're looking for. So kudos to the umpires, and also it's going to be a warm day out there for them. The players can go in and out, refresh themselves, and sit down and get out of the sunshine. Umpires out there all day long.
All day long. You'll be in the shade of the booth, Rick, and we'll look for you there.
Yeah, the air conditioning is going to work really, really nice, and it's one of those things. Yeah, Dodgers obviously like to have this victory. It's been a good homestand so far. They're 4-1. Dodgers, by the way, have won 9 of the last 13, trying to keep it going against the New York Yankees.
Best team in baseball with the best broadcaster in baseball.
Yeah, he'll be here any minute.
He's not in L.A., Tim.